let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. We've switched locations now from the Canary Islands to Sicily. You've got a new home now.
I do have a new home, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. We knew it wasn't going to be as warm as the Canary Islands, but definitely a different feel here. Like, we are stepping into the Mediterranean. It's off season here, so you don't see a lot of tourists here as you would like in perhaps spring and summer. Mm-hmm. There's not as many stores open too, and they really take their siesta time religiously. And that's where I perk up, is that those time of the day, it's like I'm out and about. But it's pretty amazing. I have to tell you though, coming from the Canary Islands back to Sicily, you would think it's just more of a parallel flight, but I actually had to fly back to Barcelona and then back down into Rome and then into Catania. So a little bit of a journey to get here. I tried some new airlines, a Fueling or Welling. Maybe I look at it and I want to say Fueling, but it's Welling Air. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. they disembark. When we landed, nobody got up. Like everybody stayed in their seats. And what happens is the stewardess tell you, okay, row 1 to 10, now you can go. Row
11. Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes, it is. It is pretty amazing, the way they do it. So something that's different for us, definitely. And what I also like about European airlines, they allow you to disembark from two doors on the plane, the front and the back. So, there's more opportunity. Yes, you have to take a bus over to the terminal, but that's okay because the buses are ready and going. So Catania Airport isn't that big. Easy to maneuver. Lots of opportunity to take a cab if you don't have a transfer already pre-booked. Uber is in Sicily, so that's also an option as well. So we are staying at a VRBO rental. It's in the town of Catania or Ortigia. I'm not saying my pronunciation quite the way I'm supposed to, but it's near Syracuse, and which is about 55 minutes away from Catania. And it's a very beautiful destination here, but I don't know if you've heard the bad weather that Spain has been having, and even Sicily got hit a couple of weeks ago by a cyclone, Harry. And so big winds are pretty prevalent here. And so the day we arrived, it was howling off the Ionian Sea. And one of the experiences I wanted, if you've been to Europe, you kind of see all these beautiful homes, like these buildings, they have these big doors. And then if you're lucky and they're open, you can see into a courtyard. Mm-hmm. And then they're quite beautiful. There's it could have lots of apartments. Like ours has three different floors and ours is quite well renovated. Do look on my different social media. You'll see how beautiful this one is. But you do have to haul your bags. Like there's no elevator and I've accumulated bags as I have gone along and God bless my partner because he's hauling these bags up narrow stone steps. And then we get into the building. Of course, the first thing I do is I got to check if the Wi-Fi is working, right? Mm-hmm. But the high winds knocked it off. And it wasn't just us. It was like the provider. Like it wasn't like the unit. But you learn, we travel, so you have to learn how to adapt, right? And not everything's going to be predictable. But we did find a workaround, and it's called a WebPocket. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's a portable Wi-Fi hotspot device. It's a small pocket-sized router, and it connects to a local cellular network and creates your own Wi-Fi bubble. So yes, our provider was out, but there's other providers in Sicily. So instead of relying on, in this case, our rentals internet or paying high international roaming fees, the WebPocket gives you like secure, consistent data wherever there's mobile coverage. So this is huge for international travelers. Mm-hmm. You can connect multiple devices at once, so phones, laptops, tablets. You don't need to swap out SIM cards. And then you get immediate access to maps and reservations, WhatsApp. So it's a reliable backup for local infrastructure when it falters, right? Mm-hmm. So that's so my learning.
So is WebPocket the brand name or that's the device, what it's called?
I'm looking at it and it's the device. It's the device name, so the brand name. And you do have to take it with you, and which is kind of cool for me because usually I just rely on public or hotels or restaurant Wi-Fi. But now I just stick it in the pocket with my phone and I have Wi-Fi wherever I go.
Yeah, so if you're in a taxi or on a boat or something like that, right?
Yeah, so a learning, right, that you find out when you're panicking, but a learning. And I can panic if I don't have Wi-Fi. So just a few logistics when you're coming to Sicily. So most international travelers land at either Palermo Airport on the West Coast or Catania Airport on the East. But if I was to suggest something to you, the smart strategy is fly into one and depart from the other. Sicily is actually larger than expected and backtracking eats up your exploration time, right? So think about that. And then withdraw about 250 euros in cash upon arrival. Cities accept the cards widely, but smaller establishment and markets still prefer cash. And speaking of markets, our apartment looks right over in Ortigia, their market that sells fish, fresh fish, vegetables, fruit, spices. So I'm getting into the habit of in the morning, I just run down, pick up something that I'm going to make for dinner and not have like big, as we do at home, grocery shop runs, right?
Yeah. How European of you.
Very. I'm just ooh la la, ooh la la. I don't know. That's French. I should figure out what Italian ooh la la is. And then everybody, or it seems like communication runs on WhatsApp. So hosts, guides, drivers, it's the default if you need to connect with somebody. And then I would also just be wary, like, you know, stay alert when you're in busy arrival halls or transit hubs, train stations. Keep your bag zipped up and your phone secure because they do tend to have pickpockets in, you know, busy areas. If you rent a car, expect narrow roads and a very confident local driving style. In Canary Island, they would practically stand on their brakes to stop for you to cross the road. Here is not so much. Like if you do drive, you avoid entering historic city centers in Palermo or Catania, and it's due to ZTL zones, and that's limited traffic areas with automated fines. So you do have to know a little bit about driving and parking here before you embark out there. And we talked about this before, Randy. I do recommend an international driver's permit.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I recommend a driver.
Yeah. Good point. Very good point. And so for city to city travel, buses are often more reliable than trains. So, and it's easy to find out about both. And if you're walking, and you will be walking constantly, and you should be because it's such a beautiful destination, you should really consider comfortable footwear because of the cobblestones and just the uneven manner of like there's like potholes for, you know, sidewalks and stuff like that.
So watch where you're going, in other words.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, just, and again, I try to be local. So buongiorno, buonasera when entering shops or restaurants. And I did mention to expect an afternoon pause between 1:30 and 4:30 where a lot of the businesses close. If you're visiting churches, shoulders and knees should be covered. So just a few things to get you prepared. So when you get here, there isn't like a culture shock, which we did experience the first night. We sat down at a local restaurant. So before the meal even begins, before you order, out come hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, really?
And I'm not getting it. And like it comes with a paper bag of sliced bread. And I didn't realize, but it was like a little bowl of salt. So this is a tradition that traces back to Sicily's rural and agricultural roots. So eggs were nourishing, affordable, and symbolic, especially connected to renewal and abundance. So offering them as a starter reflects rustic hospitality. It's very humble, very grounding, and a way to say you're welcome here. Which I thought was quite neat. And also another thing that I did read up about, because I was very embarrassed. I didn't know what to do with my eggs. it takes the edge off if you're really hungry.
Yeah.
At that. So, right. So I was telling you about living above the market and, it's open daily, except for Sundays, 9 a.m. to 2, and it's beloved by locals. Like you can see locals come and get their meat or their fruit or mm-hmm. whatever they're cooking that night. And it's very mm-hmm. authentic. There is like fresh fish on the counter. There's cats running about because they're looking for handouts. So locals shop for like swordfish and ricotta, tomatoes, pistachios, and herbs. And then for me, it was quite a sensory immersion, like the smells of the citrus. Because you, everywhere you come along, you'll see lemon trees, olive trees, orange trees. The vendors, and this is really, they're calling out prices. And so that's in the background too. It kind of sounds abrasive, but it's actually part of the experience. And then like the sandwiches are made fresh to order. So it's quite alive, you know, when you stick your head out in the morning on our balcony and just kind of watch what's going on. Quite neat.
Yeah.
So we're in Ortigia and it's a small island that forms the historic center of the city. And that's where, Syracuse began. And Syracuse is like you cross a couple of bridges and you're in Syracuse. And that's like a modern, it's a larger modern city on the mainland surrounding Ortigia. So it includes like residential neighborhoods, transport hubs, and shopping areas. today we did a little walk and we went to see a very major archaeological site. It's called Parco Archeologica del Neopolis. Sorry, mm-hmm. I don't have enough wine in me to say that right. And then Ortigia is just charming. Just think narrow alleys, baroque piazzas, sea views, and just, it's a very beautiful place to stay in and to wander around. So in short, Ortigia is the historic heart and Syracuse is the full city around it. And two bridges connect them, physically close, but really different atmospheres. And so the first morning when I went out for a walk, we came upon the waterfront and the Silver Seas Muse was there. So they do have cruise ships that come here. And I have to admit, I did not realize that. It was a bit of a surprise to see it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. it's small enough where we are to explore on foot. And so what we did, we just went and we walked all around the island, like on the seawall. You can pass the Piazza Duomo, and this is where like there's huge ancient Greek temple columns and within the cathedral walls. You can see where like papyrus grows beside the sea. And then it's quite beautiful when you walk along the perimeter, just watching the waves just crash along the limestone walls. It's mm-hmm. very beautiful. Like the Mediterranean is very much present here. Mm. You can go on like a hop on, hop off sightseeing bus here. But because it's off season, like when I read on the website, it's supposed to go every 20 minutes. It doesn't, maybe every 20 hours, but we still haven't caught up with it. But you know, it's a good way to get oriented. But if you're a walker, walk, get a map, go to the tourist office or the information booth and get a map and then go to do that. Like, and walk around, because the weather is actually quite nice.
I was going to ask you about the weather, because you mentioned it was so different from Canary Islands.
I'm not in shorts. I'm not in flip flops or open toe sandals. Like, I'm layered up. I have like pants, a sweater, a nice fall jacket, and good runners, because you do really need that. And then it's still hot. So just be mindful of your sunscreen. But it is, it's not summer here. It's not spring either. It's like a cool fall day at home kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when you arrive in Sicily, you really do need to resist the urge to overschedule. So I would say day one, walk the perimeter of Artesia, you know, and check out the different restaurants and tavernas around Piazza Domo. And then if you have come from far away, you might want to get to bed early just to let the jet lag work itself out. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're in Italy, and if you do love coffee, you might want to get a cappuccino or an espresso the next day, and just wander the morning market, and then visit the Domo di Siracusa early, if particularly in summer, because there's a lot of crowds there. But right now, it's pretty easy to go. I do see people swimming. It's interesting perspective, because locals, if there's sun, all of a sudden they're in their little string bikini, just on that, you know, on the cliff, enjoying the sun. And then just roam, really. What I think we're going to do at one point is go on a boat ride, a boat tour. It's only going to be an hour, and then we can see the sea caves that you can't see any other way but by boat. And then just for practical settling tips, like, check out where your grocery store is and the pharmacy, and maybe look at what you're going to take for transportation, whether it's a train or a bus or walking. And then make sure you have those basic Italian greetings, because locals appreciate the effort. And also just relax too, like build in some downtime. So it's not a place to be rushed, but it's a beautiful place.
It sounds amazing. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about Sicily. How long are you staying there now?
So probably 3 weeks in total. So nice. We've been here maybe 4 days. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about Sicily and some of the other adventures while you're there. And in the meantime, we can follow everything on your social media at Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. And onantaforbes.com, of course, is your website. Always fun to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. That's it.